Tavik, good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing great, Bob. How are you?
You know, I'm fine. Thank you very much. Tavik Gudelekian is the marketing manager, marketing guru of SunCommon. I wanted to just find out, because you're a part of this home improvement contest, I want to learn a little bit more about SunCommon. Why should someone get solar as their next home improvement over, say, countertops or something like that?
Hey, I love fancy countertops too. And just like fancy countertops, real estate research has shown that adding solar is going to increase the value of your home. And in fact, New York's in the top 10 states where solar adds the most value at resale. There's also studies that show that having solar on your home shortens the time that it takes to sell your house. And there's one big, unique advantage that to going solar over any other home improvement project, which is that going solar pays for itself.
Pays for itself. Oh, that is fantastic. You know, I got to be honest with you. I'm seeing a lot of solar panels on houses. It's a lot more than I saw a year ago.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a big kind of wave of solar that's sweeping across the nation. And it definitely does. It pays for itself. Like, you're already paying for electricity every month. So instead of buying it all from your utility, solar is creating electricity for you. And, you know, every time the sun shines. And then another way that it sort of pays for itself, it's called net metering. And net metering is just a fancy way of saying that any extra power that you generate, like stuff that you don't use, it basically automatically gets sold back to the utility and shows up on your account as credits. You're basically coasting on those credits that you generated. So wow. In the long run, it kind of ends up paying for itself. And in most cases, it also ends up making our customers a profit. I'm still waiting on my rent check from my countertop.
I love it. Yeah, that's true. It does sound good. Now, a lot of homeowners are, in fact, strapped for cash. I mean, you know, it's the water heater one month and it's a new roof in the garage the next. I mean, what is it if we don't have the cash ready for it?
Oh, good. Yeah, good question. Totally fair question. We've actually added a bunch of financing options, so cash is no longer a barrier of entry. We actually just rolled out a new financing option here in New York, and so far it's beating or meeting our customers' existing power bill, which is really cool. It's basically like you can just swap your utility bill out for your solar payment in some cases and keep all that extra value of your home. And then again, like I said, start building those credits and the long-term profit. That's a huge advantage also over leasing solar. So there's a lot of companies out there that will offer you like leasing options for solar, and they might match our lowest monthly payment, but in the case of leases, you don't get a whole bunch of the additional incentives like federal and state tax credits or all that additional value to your home. Because, you know, when you're leasing, basically the company you're leasing from owns the panels that are sitting on.
Tavik Gudelekian is the marketing guru from SunCommon. Tell us why there are other avenues to get solar. Why should we choose SunCommon, Tavik?
Oh, yeah, we're local. I mean, we live where we work, and we're not going anywhere. We've been here for 15 years in the Hudson Valley. We're also NYSERDA Gold Certified, which is the highest certification that you can get for the quality of your workmanship. We've got in-house engineers, so all of our designs are custom to your needs. We've got no cookie-cutter systems. And we're also the only certified Tesla solar roof installer in this entire state of New York. So in case you're interested in sort of the next generation of those solar roof tiles, we've got those for you as well.
What else would you like to chat about? Because that's a very good overview of what you guys do.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're seeing in the news and even locally, like there's a lot of stuff that's kind of out of our control in terms of the you know, price of the pump and also the price to like heat our homes, and our electricity bills are all going up. I just recently went solar about 6 months ago, and I found there's just this great kind of feeling that I get. There's like a stability and predictability to my month-to-month costs now, which feels really good. And unfortunately, like all my neighbors are like, you know, their utility bills are kind of skyrocketing.
Tavik Gudelekian, the marketing manager at SunCommon, thank you for taking a few minutes. I do appreciate it. Very informative stuff, sir. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Bob, and you too.